Good morning. This is Joe Rogalski, and of course, Dredd is out for a few days. He was in an automobile accident over the weekend, but he's mending, so to speak. So with me this morning is Dr. William Miller, I believe. Are we set to go? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, doctor. Good morning. It's a little shaky on this side, connecting things technically this morning, but we're set to go. I know the big story as far as national news yesterday was the Centers for Disease Control announcing that fully vaccinated Americans can gather with other vaccinated people indoors without wearing a mask or social distancing. And certainly on the one hand, people were glad to hear this, but I'm sure there's a lot of ifs attached to this announcement.
Yes, well, as with everything COVID-related, it seems to be complicated, and that's kind of unfortunate because it makes it always confusing when it gets complicated. But I think there are some key elements to think about that make it a lot simpler. So First of all, what does fully vaccinated mean? So the term fully vaccinated, as defined by the CDC, is that you've received, if you are getting the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, you have received both doses, both the initial and the booster dose, and you're at least 2 weeks out from the second dose. And then with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as most of us know, that's a single dose vaccine, and so you're greater than 2 weeks out from receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So I think that's the first thing to understand. The second thing I think to understand is this does not say that we can all just stop wearing our masks in public. So we are still required to fully mask and social distance when going out to the bank, grocery stores, generally in public. This specifically is allowing us, however, in small groups to come together indoors without wearing a mask or social distancing. And that really implies not in your workspace. So this really doesn't really apply so far to your work environment where you might get together with other people, say, in the break room. It really has to do more with trying to expand people's ability to get together with friends and households coming together. And the reason for this, of course, is that we all recognize that there's been a huge emotional, psychological, social strain on all of us, and we're getting really tired of this thing. Everybody's sick of it. And what is the purpose of getting vaccinated if there's not going to be some direct benefit? Well, the direct benefit is going to be that this is going to be expanded for us now. In the near future, as overall infection rates start to drop as a result of the summer months and as a result of more and more vaccination, then I think this will be liberalized more and more. And we probably will see in the months to come an extension of this to maybe work space break rooms, for example, work environment break rooms where, once again, if everybody is vaccinated. Another really important thing about this is that if a person is fully vaccinated, once again by that definition, and they have an actual exposure with a known COVID-infected person, they do not have to quarantine. Now, that is the CDC recommendation. Right now, the guidelines or requirements around who has to quarantine is dictated by the state health department and then by our local county health officer. So I think that it's going to take a little bit of time for the state California health department to make that kind of modification. So we just have to be patient just because the CDC recommends these guidelines doesn't mean that necessarily county health officers have yet adopted them. So, but I think it will be very soon that we do see widespread across the country consistency in this. It is my opinion that consistency is extremely important, and I think that the CDC really is the central place for all of that consistency to grow from. Because right now we've seen a lot of inconsistency. We see some states refusing to mandate masking altogether,
right,
while other states maybe are potentially even excessive in their mandates. So I think this is a great step forward. And just remember, this does not mean that we all can take off our masks now and be out in public.
So what this comes down to is we understand what the CDC said, and it's a recommendation. It's not a national order. And then we wait to hear what the county health officer has to say based on what the CDC has recommended, and then we take it from there when we hear what county health has to say.
Correct.
All right.
And I'm going to talk more about this in greater detail with in the Miller Report for this week.
Oh, great. All right. Doctor, really appreciate you joining us as you do every Tuesday to update us on the COVID situation. I know we do call it the Mendocino Coast Health Report, but obviously for at least a while, it's going to be for the most part about COVID-19. Thank you, Doctor. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Rogalski here from the coast.